This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got something you want to share? Call 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
I got to draft a point guard.
You know, I need to really know who it's going to be so I can, you know, get a little inside scoop.
We're trying to find out right now.
Okay, you don't really want to give me the inside scoop. I understand.
I think it's going to be Bob Williams, but we're working on looking at all the medical stuff.
Okay. Gotcha. You know, I just wanted to call and mess with you a little bit, see who it was. You know. All right, man. I'm gonna talk to you.
That was interesting, right? That was Terry Rozier. He was on the air. I can't remember where it was.
Bleacher Report.
It was Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm a FaceTime Danny H. And Danny, apparently afterwards, he said, I didn't know I was getting FaceTime while he was on the air.
He didn't know he was live on the air.
Wow.
Otherwise, like, imagine if he says we're going to take Robert Williams and then something happens and they either trade the pick or, you know, they don't end up picking him and they pick somebody else.
Yep.
How would Robert Williams feel about that if Danny Ainge is just like, yeah, we're going to pick him?
You know what?
Maybe not.
Call an audible.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he didn't know he was live on the air. That's funny. So can we offer Terry Rozier a reporter contract? Because he's got the scoop.
Yeah, he was just good. That was really
good out
of him.
Terry Wozier.
Yeah. How about Adrian Wojnarowski, too?
Oh,
he couldn't
zeroing in on?
I found it really funny. Boston is tantalized by Robert Williams at 27.
Laser beams.
Oh, that was funny to me. I found it really funny. People are like, you should be tipping the pill. Oh, shut up. Come on. It was funny.
That's the thing. It's like, what do you want the guy to do?
Right.
He has the information. Why wait? If you don't want to see it, don't have your phone out and just watch the TV show.
Because
he's not saying it on the air. He's just posting it on Twitter.
Well, and he's also, he's battling Yahoo, who had no policy there to not tip the picks or whatever.
Where he used to work.
Right, exactly. So he's getting beat by shams on that sort of thing. So he's kind of like, all right, the heck with this.
Last year, he didn't post anything.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good soldier, and technically he didn't tweet the picks. He tweeted the picks, but he didn't say they were definitely going to happen. That's why he had his thesaurus open all night.
It was funny. It was funny.
It was.
So with the pick, as you heard, they go with, I love that Danny calls him Bob Williams.
Which he hates, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Bob.
Don't call him Bob.
Well,
what about Bob?
Welcome to the NBA. That's a great flick. That is a great flick.
All I know is Bill Murray's in it.
Oh, that is one of Bill Murray's best movies,
yeah.
Honestly. It is. Have you ever seen it? You've never seen it?
No. I just know the title.
He plays a crazy guy.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, and he pretty much acts fairly normal, but a little over the top, and he drives Richard Dreyfuss crazy. Richard Dreyfuss is a shrink, and you got to see the movie. It's one of my favorites, and he's really, really funny. But anyways, the Celtics going with Robert Williams out of Texas A&M with their first-round pick, 27th overall, a guy that I know a lot of Friar fans that listen here, they're still having nightmares about.
Give me. I need.
Bob.
Give me.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
That's such a great flick.
So my question is, what about Bob can't read a clock? Because.
Oh.
Okay. So first things first, the night of the draft, everyone's praising it.
Yep.
Steal of the draft. Just what the Celtics need. He fell from the lottery all the way down to 27. This guy is dynamite.
6'9", 240-pound frame. Again, Friar fans have nightmares because the guy was dynamite in the NCAA tournament against you. Yeah, it looked good on paper. Top five talent, top 10, that sort of thing. It was. I like the pick because of where it was and because at that point, if you're adding a big man that can rebound, that can be a sort of a rim rocker, then what's to lose there? You're going to get a role player in that spot at 27. That's what I liked about it. But go ahead. What did you see out of it?
See, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Is the day of the draft, everyone loves it.
Yep.
The next day, the information starts trickling out. Oh, this guy didn't really have a great track record at Texas A&M. He's got maturity issues. And then they postpone his media call. It was supposed to be the night of the draft. They can't get a hold of him. Okay, we'll just do it the day after. They can't get a hold of him the day after, and they post it another hour after. The guy has maturity issues. He fell out. His camp was kind of messing around with the medicals. He might not be in shape right now. All that information comes out the next day, not the day of the draft, not when everyone's praising it, but the next day this information starts to trickle out. I'm concerned about this pick because with a team like the Celtics that you have, they're so close.
Yeah.
They are so close to becoming one of the NBA's elite. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They were one game away from the finals. And you get one guy like this that comes in with maturity issues that you have to pay special attention to, and who knows what else comes out.
Yep.
So if he's going to go anywhere, sure, come to the Celtics where there's Danny Ainge, and all you have to do is Danny Ainge, Brad Stevens, and Al Horford, and maybe they'll set you straight. But you can't afford to really mess around with this team right now because you're so close. Sure, you might have the talent to overcome it if the guy doesn't pan out, if his medicals aren't good, if he can't play. But then you have no big man that can rebound. You don't have your rim protector. This guy, if you have this much talent and you fall this far, there's a reason for it, right?
Right. Yeah, there is. There's a reason he's there, and there's a lot of red flags. But for you and seeing him in the NCAA tournament live and in person, put the maturity issues aside. Eye test, what did that tell you, Ian, when you watched
this? Oh, he's a freak of nature.
Yeah.
He's what you need in terms of – he's a great basketball fit. Don't get me wrong. I love the basketball fit. It's just the mentality, the makeup, and you know all those red flags that are giving me pause if I'm a Celtics fan right now.
I love the depth that the Celtics already have, and that's why I like the pick because of, yes, there's red flags, but at that spot, this is sort of what you take. This is what you take a gamble on. And it's not like they're going to just insert him into the lineup or into the rotation right away and really depend on him, because remember, you're going to get Daniel Theis back as well, another big man off the bench that's going to help you, not as much of a, I guess, rim rocker, but he's a guy that will be in your rotation that will probably be battling 4 minutes with a guy like a Robert Williams. So it's not like he's going to have to earn his spot. He's going to have to earn his spot in the rotation. There's a lot of talent that the Celtics have. So if this kid lives up to that sort of talent, buys into the culture, can get over some of those maturity issues, then it may be worth the gamble, and you may have something here. You were kind of giving me the eyes over there when I said that.
See, here's the thing, is he's a different type of big. Like, I get it.
Definitely a different type than Daniel Theis. Yeah. I agree with that.
He has a role. It's can he fill it? Can you depend on this guy to show up to practice on time, to buy into Brad Stevens' system? Because basically, he's about to get a rude awakening when he gets into the NBA. You can't show up late. You can't. The guy was at a Buffalo Wild Wings the night before.
Yeah.
And
did you see his family dancing around, by the way?
Yeah, that was great.
That was some funny stuff.
It's a dream moment for you. I get it. That's how I felt when I got the job at ABC6. Like,
yep.
I get it.
Yep.
But you now have professional obligations. You need to be an adult now. And I get it. He's like 19, 20 years old.
Yep.
He's a sophomore. Mm-hmm. He was a sophomore. Mm-hmm. But now he has a lot to show to the Celtics fans and to the Celtics organization that they can depend on him. Because if you don't show up in a big spot, if you don't show up to practice on time, guess what? You're not going to play. I don't think Brad Stevens will stand for it. I don't think Danny Ainge would stand for it.
And that's why I don't mind the pick, because you're taking a bit of a gamble. And a first-round pick at the end of the first round, it's so different in the NBA than the NFL. It's not like if he doesn't pan out, you're not taking – the lottery picks are the ones where you really criticize these NBA teams.
Sure.
if they don't get it right. How about Michael Porter, by the way, going all the way to 14 to Denver? Denver might have something.
Talk about
there.
Bad medicals.
Holy moly. But the best part, I think, about this pick and why I actually, I think, felt more comfortable was not just the pick itself, but the fact that the Celtics didn't do anything crazy.
Nope.
They didn't trade up.
They stayed where they were at.
It seems like they're going to stand pat, which tells me that they like the squad that they're going to come back to training camp with in September. They like what they have already on the roster, and they're going to give it a shot next season with Kyrie and Gordon Hayward coming back. And if you can add a little bit of talent to that, maybe you bring Marcus Smart back. We'll see. That's what I really like about this, is that they're not doing anything crazy. They're not trading the house for Kawhi Leonard, which I don't want them to do.
They're not signing Dwight Howard.
They're not.
Yet.
Oh, don't go there yet.
Now that they have Robert Williams, I don't think that this Dwight Howard thing's going to work.
No way.
It's the same exact player, basically, in terms of fit.
And what a turd Dwight Howard is, man. he is the turd of turds.
He's unbearable.
So we had a mutual friend in college, and she, I'll tell you who she is in the break, but she showed me around when I was out in L.A. a couple summers ago. She was working at Universal Studios, mm-hmm. and she took me on like a private backlot tour, which was pretty cool. You know who it is. And we were, going up to her office. She's like, yeah, I work as an assistant to the president, whatever, like three assistants. She's one of them. She said, yeah, and Dwight Howard's coming in tomorrow. This was when I think he might have been in Houston
or Orlando.
Yeah,
back
something
when he was
like
a
that.
Big deal.
Yeah. And he was, I guess he was coming in to meet with the president of Universal because he wanted to be the next Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And I remember hearing that and rolling my eyes, just being like, wow, this guy cares nothing about his basketball career anymore. He hasn't cared about it for years.
Yeah.
All he wants to do is be popular and cool. Hey, newsflash, Dwight. You got traded to the LA Lakers to play with Kobe Bryant, and he couldn't stand you. He couldn't stand. Dwight Howard was supremely talented at the time.
He was, yeah.
And he blew it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
And they had Steve Nash on that team, too.
I totally forgot he was with the Lakers.
Yeah, they traded him there from Orlando. He was going to play with Kobe and Steve Nash, and it blew up in their faces. It was awful. Kobe couldn't have shipped him out sooner.
Right.
Ah,
talk about two type A personalities.
What a turd. What a turd Dwight Howard is. I don't think Danny Ainge is going to do it. I really hope he doesn't do it.
I don't think he will anymore.
I don't think they need to do it.
No, they don't.
So I hope that rumor gets squashed. All right, 401-737-1287 is the number. Text us 37937. Let's go to the phone lines to begin the day. We say hello to Victor and Fall River calling us this morning. Hello, Victor. What's going on? You're first up on Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI.
Good morning, Ian. Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Hi, Vic. What's on your mind?
No, I'm very happy with that draft pick. I think that he's the perfect element that they need, a rebounder, or somebody that can get up and down the court, young. I think the off-court issues can basically take care of themselves just by virtue of the fact that the kid's, 19 years old.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's young.
Remember when you were 19 years old and then you turned 21, you went crazier. Who knows?
But how does Victor know about my 19 to 20? Well, he's got some inside knowledge.
Anyway.
But
long story short, I just think that, like you said, Ian, that they're just so close. And I think that this particular element is just going to push them to the next level. I don't think he's going to see any type of minutes. I think they need to keep Aaron Baines. I think that's important. I mean, because he's obviously, I don't think the kid's going to make an effect right away.
Right.
But he's certainly going to put them to another level. And I'm happy with the pick. I think it's great.
I like your point about Aaron Baines too. I think he was an important player for the Celtics.
Vastly underrated, Aaron.
Yeah, and you know what? He improved himself during the year. You and I saw him in Cleveland for Game 6.
Yeah.
He was putting up threes before the game,
yeah.
And he had worked on that the entire
Every
season.
Time I saw Aaron Baines at practice, he was practicing his threes.
Yeah.
He took one thing that he really needed, because he knows he needs to make those in order to stay in the league. Otherwise, you're going to become Greg Monroe and you're going to be a dinosaur.
Right.
So he's working on that, which you have to respect. The guy worked his tail off and got into the rotation. I mean, obviously he was going to be in the rotation anyways, but he was a factor in that Cleveland series.
Right.
throughout the playoffs.
Vic, you had something on your mind about the Red Sox too?
Yeah, I just I wish they could get some of those runs for David Sale. I mean, David Sale.
For both of them.
Yeah. Anyway,
sure, both. Yeah. Might as well.
It's early in the morning. I'm chasing my dog. I gotta go. You guys have a nice day, and I'm sure missing that Scott Kardashian guy. He's awesome.
Me too. Yeah, I know. Big red. Thanks, Vic, for the call. We appreciate it. 401-737-1287 is the number. Text us 37937. Let's take one more break. We will be back to wrap up the first hour of the show. I see Joe in the bucket on the line. Hold there. We got some texts coming in as well. We'll read those. It's Ian Steele and Nick Coit, Southern New England Sports Saturday and Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.